director are driving it, won't the team naturally engage to achieve it? The answer is no, and it's likely that your own experience has proven this more than once. This program represents the most actionable and impactful insights from all that we've learned. In it, you will discover a set of disciplines that have been embraced by thousands of leaders and hundreds of thousands of frontline workers, enabling them to produce extraordinary results. Let me read you a letter we received from Alex Azar, president of Eli Lilly and Company. He writes, "When I saw a 3-hour meeting on my calendar that day, I was skeptical. As a new VP of Eli Lilly and Company's U.S. affiliate, I was swamped. But since one of my leaders was running the meeting, I decided to attend. It was a decision I will always be glad I made, because within the first few minutes of the meeting, I realized I was seeing something special. I watched a team reporting on the remarkable results they had achieved by piloting a new set of practices known as the Four Disciplines of Execution. These were individuals who had not only achieved their goals, but who walked and talked like winners. Their chests were out and their heads were held high. As a leader, I wanted those results, but more importantly, I wanted that mindset throughout my entire organization. We launched the Four Disciplines throughout our managed healthcare business, aiming at two critical goals: to dramatically increase customer access to our medicines while simultaneously improving bottom-line profitability. During the same period, there was a larger initiative throughout Lilly to reorganize for more effective operations. We could not have chosen a more difficult context for creating engagement. In the end, we exceeded both of our goals by a significant margin, but these results were not really our greatest outcome. Our greatest outcome was strengthening our culture by raising the engagement of our teams. During a time of high demand, coupled with a reorganization that brought significant change, our employee engagement scores actually went up. I often look back on the decision to attend that initial meeting, and more importantly, on the journey we've made to create not only great business results, but also a high-performing culture. It was a pivotal decision for me, one that changed the way I lead forever. Now, let me offer you a couple more examples that underscore the real problem of execution. B.J. Walker was facing the greatest challenge of her career. As the newly appointed commissioner of the Department of Human Services for the U.S. state of Georgia in 2004, she could see that her 20,000 employees were completely demoralized. The department had burned through 6 commissioners in 5 years, was under constant media scrutiny due to the number of deaths and accidents involving children in the state's care. For months, her employees had operated under constant fear of making a mistake, which only made their poor productivity worse and led to some of the largest backlogs in the country. B.J. Walker needed a way to bring focus and direction to her team, and she knew that the clock was ticking. Less than 18 months later, B.J. and her team had reduced repeat cases of child maltreatment by a stunning 60%. Here's one more example. One of the hotels near Marriott International's headquarters, the Bethesda Marriott, wanted to improve performance measures, an effort magnified by being so close to the company's leadership. General Manager Brian Hilger, his team, and the hotel's owners worked together on a $20 million renovation that included remodeled rooms, an impressive lobby, and a new restaurant. Improvements critical to the higher guest scores. And the results were amazing. The hotel looked fantastic, but the guest scores were still not at desired levels. Yet. The second part of the equation would involve how associates interacted with guests and executed at the hotel, a strategy dependent on new behaviors. After 1 year, Brian and his team proudly celebrated earning the highest guest satisfaction scores in the 30-year history of the hotel. As Brian said, "I used to dread the arrival of our new guest satisfaction scores every Friday. Now, I'm excited to get up on Friday mornings." These stories from Eli Lilly, the state of Georgia, and Marriott sound very different from each other, but they aren't. For each of these leaders, the challenge was essentially the same. So was the solution. Their common challenge? Executing a strategy that required a significant change in human behavior, the behavior of many or even all of the people in the team or organization. Their common solution? Deeply implanting the Four Disciplines of Execution, 4DX, a proven principle-based system that enables leaders to successfully meet this challenge. All leaders struggle with this challenge, even if they don't realize it. If you're leading people right now, you're probably trying to get them to do something different. Whether you lead a small work team or a whole company, a family or a factory, no significant result is achievable unless people change their behavior.